Location, the lab. Quentin only has 24 hours to sell his car. Is that even possible? He goes to Carvana.com.
What is this, a movie trailer?
He ignores the doubters, enters his license plate. Wow, that's a great offer. The car is sold, but will Carvana pick it up in time for...
They'll literally pick it up tomorrow morning. Done with the dramatics?
Car selling in record time.
Save your time. Go to Carvana.com and sell your car today. Pickup fees may apply.
It's Wednesday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means. Welcome to the night shift.
Did we out here?
We are. Hope everybody's having a good week. Getting through it. You know the drill. You're halfway there. On the winning half at that point. Now. Hope everybody's doing good. Hope everybody's staying safe and staying weird. Yeah, we're back. Welcome. Welcome in. Now that you're here, make sure you hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit the notification bell, leave some comments, share this with like 250 people in your social media circles.
That'd be cool.
You can do, honestly. Yeah. Welcome, everyone. What kind of weird stuff we got going on here, cult? Kind of weird goodness.
Not much.
No. No, it's fine.
What do you think about old poor old Aaron Goodwin?
But I didn't read the info. But that shit is crazy.
Yeah, I just read it just a minute ago.
That is crazy.
It sucks. She was talking to a prison inmate, dude.
Why?
Plotting on, dude.
How?
He's filming with Zach right now. He's asleep in a hotel. Go get him.
How did she think that would ever, ever play out the way that she thought it was going to?
Dylan's right.
Yeah, that is. Okay, that's going up. That is a good point. For people listening in, that's Aaron from Ghost Adventures. It broke yesterday that his old lady got busted plotting to hire a hitman to off him. So that's something. But Dylan in the chat said, "Bro, Zach tried to off him every investigation." It's not wrong.
It's a fair point. Not
wrong, dude. But that. That's wild. That shit is wild. Like how?
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's absolutely terrible.
Yeah. I wonder, like, did old dude get like cold feet? Did she get cold feet? Change her mind? What do I say?
No.
Only $2,500?
Yeah, but she had $12,000 saved up for it.
That doesn't even seem like that much.
It was a 2.5 down payment. It was upfront fee.
What?
And the only reason why she got caught was because the corrections officers rolled homeboy's cell and found his contraband phone.
So he was in.
Yeah. I think he was contacting somebody on the outside to do the clipping.
That's listen. I know Aaron's infinitely more popular than I am. But if any of you guys put a hit on me for $12,000, I'm going to be real disappointed. Real disappointed. At least make me feel like I'm worth it if you're going to off me. That shit's, fucking crazy.
It sucks, man. It sucks. And then she just, when she got caught, she's like, "No, I didn't."
Okay.
And they're like, "Yeah, you did." And she's like, "It was more like just a fantasy. We were having marital problems." And they're like, "Yeah, okay. Well, you're going to jail, and your bond set at like 100K.
Yeah, now you're gonna have jail problems.
Yeah, you're definitely gonna have a new spouse. Dude. So don't forget."
That's so crazy to me. Like a $2,500 down payment. Here you go. Just to make sure you're serious.
Oh my God. Yeah, apparently there's messages like he's asleep in the hotel right now.
What a psycho.
It sucks, man. And then did you see Alex Jones's reporter got clipped?
No, what?
Yeah. Oh, man, I can't. Twiz, what was his name? I'm sure you know his name. I forget his name, and I don't want to.
Out of the loop.
Yeah, he got clipped the other day.
Was it like legit, or was it like accident?
Well, supposedly what happened is he was leaving work, and there was a carjacking, and he tried to stop the carjacking. It was his car being jacked, and during that, the person shot him and then fled the scene.
Hmm.
But supposedly, dude's name was also on a Ukraine death list or some shit like that.
The Jones's reporter?
The reporter.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. I mean, that shit's so
crazy. Find them gnomes, big dog. But it's crazy. You know, it sucks that because, you know, they were saying, you know, who's to say it wasn't just a staged break-in of the vehicle?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Like, it's so that kind of shit is so such a gray area because like that kind of stuff happens all the time. Right. Like yeah. Carjacking, violence and all that kind of shit, especially like. Clearly we're not strangers to it, living so close to St. Louis, East St. Louis and shit. Like you had your own shit go on when you were working for Pepsi, but like when it's somebody somebody like in that scene, in that world, it brings so many more questions. Like
yeah, and like it was pointed out, I mean, do you think that if he was on a list and he was being targeted, you think they're just going to walk up and clip?
No, that was another point I was going to make.
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect, and like kind of probably to your point there, that's the carjacking stuff happens every day. So it's more likely to get brushed underneath the rug than anything else, you know, like kind of like the CEO situation. That's blatant. That's you're obviously going to go look for somebody, you know. It's going to raise a lot more red flags than a carjacking.
That's what I was going to say. Like it's the best. That's the best cover for something like that, you know.
Yeah.
That's so crazy. That's so crazy. Yeah. I wonder what, circling back to Aaron, I wonder what her motives were. I wonder if she had like there was a fat ass life support. Wow. Life insurance policy on him or what the case was there.
Oh man, come on. Like I'm not trying to talk shit here, but where does she set to gain more? him being completely out of the picture or a divorce. He's permanently removed. She gets everything.
Yeah. And it's a lot less.
So she even said that in the message. She said, does it make me a bad person that I want to end his existence rather than divorce?
How did he miss all the red flags?
I don't know. And supposedly, and of course he has every, whatever, he has every bit. He's playing the hurt person. Cause he said, I was oblivious to it. I thought we had a great marriage, yada, yada, yada. Whether he did or not, you know, I have no idea.
I saw some.
But he gets to play a victim.
I saw some people, like, because I saw about it because people were talking about it in the Discord, and I just clicked on the link, but I didn't read it.
Jamie White. That was the Alex Jones reporter. Jamie White.
I didn't read it, but I saw a lot of people commenting on it, and they were like, you know, they looked so happy. They looked like such a happy couple, like on social media, on Instagram and everything.
Yeah.
That's like.
Also, appreciate you, Twiz, for getting that name for me. But dude, then I don't know that I'm fully. A lot of times when people post like the happiest pictures of themselves all over social media, they're generally not that happy.
That's a facade for.
And I know I'm not taking shots at women because I know women do post far more than men do, but I feel like most people with happy, inclusive relationships. They just live the life. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of having to take a picture and go, look how happy I am.
100%.
They live it. You know? So that's the way I view the world. And I'm not taking shots at anybody who does it any different, because my wife takes a ton of pictures. But
yeah, I agree.
You know, it's just, I don't know. It sucks. It's terrible to hear about.
And yeah, I do. That's the first thing I thought of. Cryptids and Gold Ones was the Tim Lambesis vocalist from As They Lay Dying hiring the hitman to off his old lady, which is crazy.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked when I heard that one, especially the background of the band and the whole movement of being Christian and all that stuff. And then he goes to prison for trying to hire somebody.
He got back out, started the band again, and then everybody realized he was definitely a piece of shit, and everything fell apart again.
Switching gears, David, because I was going to get into that a little bit, the Epstein list. Come on. We all know we're not getting that list, no matter what. Me and Steve talked about that, and like I told him, I said, that list will never come out because whoever's in control of that list has a huge advantage right now. It's nothing but power in their pocket. That's why that list will never see the light of day, is because whoever has it, whether it be the FBI or whomever, I don't care who it is, they have everybody on that list under their thumbs, because probably everybody on that list is dead to rights. So there's a lot of power sitting right there, a lot of power, a lot of influence. And if you haven't noticed, the world is definitely waning to almost info wars, not Alex Jones, but like a war of information and impression. And to me, it's never been more clear.
Oh yeah. It's the ultimate power play. If you've got somebody, you've got information on somebody like that.
Yeah. And I think over the past several years, I've seen, like, for me, the deep state has partly shown their face, in my opinion.
Yeah. Like, we were actually talking about this when we recorded Saturday. And same with, like, the Kennedy files and shit. Like, everybody involved in that is dead. Gone.
Yeah.
Gone. Right? But they're still redacting and hiding information from that. Why?
Yeah, they won't release it, man. There's no way, because if the CIA did it, it dirties their name, and then they're going to be under scrutiny for a long time, in my opinion. because it may come to where down the line again, you know, whatever presidents come down the line, they might think the same thing as JFK, but you know what? It's time to disband the CIA once and for all. And then you have the repeat process all yep. over again.
Like we said, all that was saying nobody's safe. No, the Kennedy assassination.
Yeah. It did it in yep. front of the world.
The leader of the free world murdered in front of millions and millions of people on television. That was just, if we can get him here, we can get anybody else anywhere. That's just how it works.
I agree, Twiz. And Virgil, I do think that some of the list will come out, and I do think that there will be sacrificial lambs, so to speak. That's my personal opinion. I think that they have to throw somebody under the bus, and they'll throw the underlings under the bus.
Oh yeah, because Johnny Q Public gets hungry for information. So once you have the Epsteins, the Diddies, you know,
yeah,
I think
they're
coals everybody's need for information.
Yeah, absolutely. And because it is kind of crazy, because the conspiratorial pool has gotten pretty vast in the past several years. I think there's more people in that genre than we actually realize. But and so they might have a little more influence as far as getting answers. But like we were just saying, they'll throw a couple to the wolves and then they'll move on. The rest of that list will disappear. The big players will stay hidden and they'll keep them under their thumb.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not them redacting shit on the list. Like anybody who believed for a single second after that press conference, when they're like, we're going to release the files, you're fucking naive. You're hopeful and naive.
I haven't.
100%. What else did I have?
Much love. I don't know I didn't charge the phone because last time we opened it and we got one call. I didn't even charge the phone tonight.
It's hit and miss. Hit and miss. Not to change gears, but I did want to say something to Verge and Colleen. It's their 37th wedding anniversary. So
congratulations.
Happy wedding anniversary there to the Bowman couple. Hope you guys had a great, great day. And here's the 37 more.
Yeah, no doubt.
I'm trying to think of what else.
I don't know if I've ever heard that about the cover up was to protect his wife. I haven't done too much crazy digging into that. I am going to dig into a more conspiratorial one next episode. So hopefully I can find the time. It's been crazy. My daughter's been crazy sick. My wife had just had her wisdom teeth taken out. So it's been a little crazy here lately. But thankfully they're both on the mend.
God, I was going to say something. I forgot. Oh, talking about episodes. We do have some bangers coming out. Next, what one released this one?
The next one will be the
Incubus episode. We got two parter next Monday. The Monday after is the Incubus episodes. And then the one after that, we got a cool little ghost story coming out too. So we got some heaters lined up. You guys should like those. What other kind of weirdness? Oh my!
Oh yeah, yours was Philip
experiment.
Philip project. That was weird. That one will definitely stretch your guys' brain.
I don't know if you've if you've heard about the Philip experiment, you're going to want to. And there's a lot of other experiments out there that they kind of piggybacked off the Philip experiment, but it's basically, can we create ghosts with our minds, right? And what are the ramifications for doing that? What does that mean in the world of paranormal? What's the moral and ethic boundaries in creating like energy from something that doesn't exist? It got the wheels turning. Kyle's wheels were fucking spinning.
Hell, they were burning by the end of it. It's just one of them topics where it's almost exhausting trying to chase it down. Because sometimes when I do that much thinking, I need to kind of isolate myself. You know, be in a quiet environment and just kind of let my brain chase the threads.
Yeah.
Because it does. It exhausts you. And then sometimes I feel like I hit a mental wall once in a while where my brain just goes, all right, you're done. You're overloading. You're not going any farther right now.
Yeah, I get that. But FIB, it's basically like the episode we kind of talk about, like what we consider ghosts and like offshoots of things that could be ghosts that have nothing to do with people being dead. But then it goes into the crux of the episode where basically this paranormal research team did a 6 or 8 person think tank where they created a ghost. They wrote a whole backstory, created a completely fictional human that passed away. And then they tried to contact this false energy via seance. And essentially they did, they contacted something. And that particular experiment was recreated multiple times in multiple different, with multiple different fictional characters that were created. And it just makes you wonder, like, are what we consider ghosts really what we think ghosts are, I guess. This is pretty interesting.
It was definitely interesting.
What other goodies do I got here? I got some links pulled up.
I had one too. Did you see the mysterious object that fell from the sky in Quinlan, Texas?
No.
Yeah. Saying that it was some fucking Air Marine Operations Tethered Aerostat Radar System. But I don't know. Because you look it up, you can clearly find a picture of it. Clear as day. Here it is. And then you see the video that was taken on the in Quinlan or whatever, and they have it tarped over. Like, we can't show you this. But you get on the internet and you're like, and it'll show you exactly what the system is. Oh yeah, I plan on listening to that, the Jacques Vallée on Rogan today.
Wow. I wonder why they hit it. That's,
I don't know.
Probably because it's not what they're saying it is. Hey,
that's what I'm thinking. And because it does kind of look like this hot air balloon system. And I was like, so maybe that was the hot air balloon flapping in the wind. No, it's definitely like a clear tarp, a white tarp over top of something. So I'm like, all right, well, I tried giving you the benefit of the doubt there and you botched it.
Nice try. Okay, I got some interesting stuff here, right? I don't know why it's doing that. So, just saw this here recently. I wonder if I should do, can I do the old screen and screen here? You guys want screen and screen? How's that make you feel? You guys want that?
Might as well.
Let's share screen.
Paranormal news tonight.
On the paranormal news here, we got, okay, here we go. I'll read it for you. So, Elon Musk's Neuralink files trademark for telepathy. So that's interesting, right? Elon Musk's Neuralink filed applications with the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office on March 3rd to trademark telepathy and telekinesis, as well as other names for future products, Wired reported Wednesday. The trademark application for telepathy application describes an implantable brain-to-computer interface for facilitating communication and control of software and hardware, which Forbes reported could be used for aiding people who are paralyzed. Meanwhile, the telekinesis filing points to controlling physical objects, such as robotic arms, while Blindsight, another application, targets vision restoration. So I just thought that trademarking those particular words is very interesting to me.
I do find it weird that you're going to trademark telepathy. That's strange.
Yeah, and telekinesis.
There's obviously a clear reason behind that. I don't know what that reason is, but there's definitely a reason behind it. Furthermore, it brings me in this roundabout situation because I was actually thinking about this the other day. What are your thoughts? I think I know what most chat is, but what are your thoughts on this whole integrating ourselves with robots?
Ooh.
Like the Neuralink, or, you know, maybe in the future you got a blown out knee and they put some type of cool robot knee in, shit like that. Where are we on that?
Let me think here. I personally would never get it done. Like Neuralink? No, I don't trust Elon Musk.
I don't think I would do the Neuralink either. Nerd.
But I feel like we're going to get to a very, strange point in probably the less distant future than we want it to be, to where like AI automated entities, beings are going to become more of a thing, and then they're going to become more of a problem. Right. And I don't feel like regular humans are going to be able to kind of get the lid on that problem once the lid comes off the problem.
See, I've been giving this a lot of thought.
I think we're going to have modified humans. I think there's going to have to be some cyborgness going on to compete if that were ever to come to blows.
Yeah, I don't know. I've been highly thinking about this a lot lately, and I think I'm the unpopular opinion right now. I think AI is going to be one of the coolest things that ever happened to humanity.
Oh, I mean, as far as that goes, I fuck with AI.
I think AI is going to I think it's literally going to change the way that we live our lives. For the better. Because I was thinking about it, and there are a lot of people that have a massive distrust in AI because we want to picture Terminator, right? When we think AI, we think
that's Terminator. That's why I fuck with this so much.
I mean, there is that. But in a way of thinking, AI is just as dangerous as this pocket knife.
I have a pocket knife too. Mine's small.
Right? Just as dangerous as this. It depends on who's behind it and how it's applied. And when I think about it like that, because I've been hearing about how AI is already mathematically solving things that we never thought of. It's revolutionizing so much shit already at its infancy where it's at right now. It can determine a male or female's eyes by viewing inside the retina there, or whatever you want to call it, inside the eye. And they've said that's impossible. It can't be done. And it can distinguish if it's a male eye or a female eye. They're saying that you're going to be able to draw your blood, run it through AI, and it will tell you, hey, Steve, you're going to develop prostate cancer in 20 years. This is what we're going to do to mitigate that problem and get rid of it. Here you go. This is what you're going to start doing right now.
I don't know.
Which is pretty crazy.
I feel like that's going to be very highly monetarily weaponized.
I don't know. You know what? In all reality, if it does, it'll only happen because we allowed it to happen. Everything that's happened for the most part is because we allowed it to happen. Humanity itself. Because the powers that be can try to shove as much down your throat as they want. You don't have to blatantly follow suit.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think that's a, especially like being able to scan your blood and being like, hey, you're going to get cancer in 20 years unless you start taking this medication from this big pharmaceutical company right now. I feel like that's going to be a fucking,
I mean, right here.
Big thing.
AI will be great until it isn't. Humans will ruin it. You're 100% right. That's 100% it. Because it could, my general thought behind it is that it's only going to be as dangerous as one allows or makes it to be.
Yeah. And I feel like, especially since we have such like greedy fucks running the show behind it, I don't think it'll ever come with connotations that aren't negative, right? Like say you get Neuralink and then Elon's like, well, we're not going to allow you to drink until you get this Nestle subscription where you can only drink bottled water. So sorry about you. You know, your $80 a month water subscription ran out. So now you're not going to get to drink. So the human party is going to be toast. I don't think it'll ever like negate itself from human greed because of the people that have the power to create it and be behind it.
I don't know. What I do know is there are a lot of really fucking smart people out there that can figure things out.
Oh, I agree. That's why we got as far as we have today.
Yeah. And it sucks because even day-to-day life is just, it's so muddy. The information is so muddy. You don't know who to trust. You don't know who not to trust. You know, because now I've been listening to a lot of stuff and you're just learning how much shit that's been forced on us has just all been fucking lies to make money.
Oh yeah. I mean, unfortunately, especially for like 90% of the public, you only know what you're taught for a big part of your life.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not blaming fault to anybody because they've designed the system to overwhelm our senses to where we don't trust. And the sad part is so like your news sources or your radio talk show host, like those public figures, including those of the governments around the world, those are the ones that in all reality were our doctors. Even they're the ones we're supposed to be able to trust. They're the ones that are not supposed to lie. You're not supposed to lie, but they do. And we can't help but to want to trust them. But time and time again, they make it to where we can't trust them.
Yep. I mean, it is fucked up. Think about when you go to the doctor, what's the first thing that they do? Tell you everything that's wrong with you.
That's why I don't go. I don't want to go to the doctor.
Like,
the doctors are terrible.
The first thing they're going to tell me is that I'm fat and every problem I have comes from being fat. And they're going to try to sell me a prescription to not be fat, which they're also getting a kickback from. So like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. It's, I don't know, man, the world's a muddy place. It's muddy.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. Especially like once you kind of get into our world and like everybody in the chat's already like in it deep and you have to start questioning things that you thought you wouldn't have to question sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the fact that my brain has like completely started to go in the opposite direction of everybody else in the chat. Even kind of you for the most part, where for whatever reason, I am a little bit more optimistic about AI and what it can, and I hope will do. Because I think no matter what, as dangerous as everybody wants to say that AI is, I think that there will always be people that are separated enough from that world of the evildoers that are equally as smart and capable that will always and forever try to prevail past the powers that be that are of the negative context. I think there will always be that knight in shining armor, so to speak. All throughout history, there will always be those people. Always.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I do feel like there will be that, like, that ethical line of defense, that moral line of defense, but I just don't know how well that's going to hold up to the people that have the power to, like, create the AI.
I think there will be people that are the white knights that will have the power to create the AI.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just a matter of now you're on the good and evil chessboard at that point. Now you're a player in the game. Now it's about how you go about doing things.
Hey, Holocult, do you remember a time where if you wanted weed, you had to meet up with some sketchy dude behind the dumpster in a Denny's parking lot? Well, you don't have to do that anymore, because you can get federally legal THC shipped right to your front door. How can you get that done? With Mood. Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC right to your door. And you can get 20% off your first order at mood.com/HOLO and enter coupon code HOLO. I'm talking high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. Every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to mood.com/HOLO, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use coupon code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
You know what I mean? And then it, how you deal with the negativity that gets thrown your way, everything, you know, it's the classic fight of good and evil, man.
Yeah. And how much they can hold out, you know, before they get swayed, unfortunately. Hopefully.
Yeah. Not. I mean, but all you can do in the end is fight's a good fight until you can't fight anymore. You don't quit. You don't give up.
Yep.
Oh, believe me, Virgil, I don't usually have a lot of optimism, but I know who I am. And I know that I'm not a quitter. And I know that there are people out there that are just like me and better than me, because I'm far from perfect. But there are people out there that have the same mindset, that have the same moral codes. I mean, they get fewer and fewer every day, but I do believe those people have hearts that won't stop.
And I don't know, like, I don't think AI is a bad thing. I'm all for it. I think as we talked about in the chat, people are going to abuse it. People are going to make it bad.
Of course they are. But like I said, with this right here, people abuse this. Yeah. People abuse their cars. So many, you know, so much more they abuse.
I just feel like AI has probably a wider spread than other examples.
I don't think it does yet.
Not yet.
Because If it becomes sentient, that's different. But then that wouldn't be considered AI anymore, right? So I think it's called something else.
I think it's still
once it hits
sentiency. Yeah.
I think it's called something else. I could be wrong.
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
I've used Coke Zero. I feel that. Same. So mine's just regular.
I got a zero sugar Baja Blast that a ladybug crawled on, and I
yes.
Is oh this god, it smells like dirt.
Yes. Now it's just dirt blast.
It is gross. I ate a stinky ladybug, on accident one time. I'll share that.
Elon's AI black box is able to lock out USA from defending itself. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but the USA will never not be able to defend itself. There's a lot of things that come into play when it comes to that.
What was I talking about?
Eating
ladybugs.
Dirt blast.
Yeah. I was sitting in the recliner just eating chips like a fat kid. Had crumbs on my shirt, and I'm just like, fuck it. Crunch into it, immediate dirt. I'm like, what is wrong with this chip? Spit it out, ladybug wings. Sucked. 0 out of 10. Do not recommend.
I mean, the people of America will always fight for America. That will be how it always is capable of defending itself. And I realize that you could say that we could get ran over and stomped down, but
chaser.
I will be willing to bet that most people in America will die on their feet. That's my personal opinion, though. I'm not into being a quitter, man. And I also am. I've always been. No, there's always a divide, dude. Always. There always has been, but it's all bullshit. Every divide that has ever been placed in the recent years is bullshit. It's all garbage. That's all it is. And it's not even my optimism. It's just, I'm not a quitter. I don't fucking quit. I don't give up. I hate it. And I hate when people say, You have no options. Yes, you do. You always have options. There's always, no matter what, there's always an option. It might not be a great option. There's always an option. And so that's just what I believe. I mean, I think that for a long, 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 long time, we've all been lied to. We've all been placed in a system of failure. And we all need to start working our way out of it.
I'm just letting Kyle cook.
I'm just trying to take it in because now Twiz is jumping on me. You're everything that you could throw at me will never, ever, ever negate the fact that if it came down to it, I would stand in front of death itself on my feet and go out that way. I don't give a shit if you take away the satellites. I can't use those anyways. And an AI can only lock you from certain weapon systems. It definitely can't lock you from all of them. You'd be surprised what people will do in moments of chaos. Look at 9/11. It brought everybody together. It See, and Dylan's got a war rig, so we're straight. Man, you guys are all so negative.
That's usually my bag.
I can't believe how many people would turn you in and snitch. Go ahead and snitch. I don't give a fuck. You get it too. Because that's the other thing that people need in their lives. They need people that ride and die for them. Because I know that if I went down on some bullshit, there'd be 6 more people behind me ready to go get it. And people just need to stop buying into all the bullshit, all the negativity out there. Just stop. Just stop. Stop believing it. I got to believe that my neighbor isn't as big of an asshole as you say is. And also, to further my point, how do I know my neighbor's an asshole if I don't ever talk to him and don't ever interact with him? At that point, you're just running off assumptions and what somebody else told you. And all it takes is one person. All it takes is one person. And if you don't believe that, then I'm sorry. There's not much I can do for you. And if it's Skynet, I'll go toe-to-toe with it too. It doesn't matter. I'm not saying I'm going to win. There's no optimism in me winning that fight ever.
There's quite a bit of positivity in the chat.
They're trying. Some of them are.
For the record.
Yeah. Oh. They can go ahead and try to bring down the house.
What I do.
Man.
Sorry, Twiz.
Oh, I'll be Kyle Connor. That'd be sick. You're gonna get me real excited and motivated. Much love.
That was a good time.
That's what I'm saying, Grant. You're a ride and die. You might be blind, but I got you. And you got me. Just be careful where you aim that thing. I'd see you. I love it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, Mikey knows. Mikey knows firsthand that whenever I draw a line, I draw a line. I ain't going away from it. Doesn't matter who you are. He's been there. He's been on the other side of it.
Yeah. Same.
Hey, glad you're seeing better, man. Man, it's just, I don't know. In the end, what fight is doing nothing? I mean, you don't have to trust anybody. I think when you're like zooming in with your microscope, you're reading between lines is what you're doing. I'm more talking in a generality. That's my, and this is all my personal opinion. Steve knows, a lot of people around me know, I have a pretty strong moral compass at this point in my life. And I just kind of stick to who I am, and it just is what it is. I mean, I'll go to war with my own family at times over dumb shit, but it's like, this is the way that I am. I mean, I don't want to tell you.
Yeah. Me and Kyle didn't talk to each other for like 7 years because we're both on different sides of that line in the sand for a hot minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I cut it hard, man. I don't know. And I hope that more and more people come around to that. I think we need that back in life. I think we need people with a strong moral compass and just doing the right thing. Stop with all the, like, I don't know. I just, we get pumped so much shit. Like even I'll talk to Steve about it where I'll fall victim, like scrolling through my timeline and I get caught up, in some bullshit and you want to comment on it, but I never do, but you get sucked into it, you know? And sometimes you just need to take that step back. That's right.
100%. If you're listening to this on the show, you need to start coming to the live so you can read all the chats that I'm putting up here. I would read them to you, but you're going to have to do better and come to the show. But I,
go ahead, Steve.
No, I'm there with you, man. Like there's a handful of people that I will go to war for.
That's what I'm saying.
With and for, you know what I mean? And that's,
yeah. And I mean, to me, there's nothing cooler. It sounds stupid, but there's nothing cooler than an underdog in a fight. And there's nothing more admirable than a person who knows they're about to be beaten and they still stand there 10 toes down. And we're going to go. I'm going to get mine at the very least. I'm going to get mine. And those people I would look at in pure admiration for who they are. Even if they lost that fight, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You went out a gangster in my eyes. And for that, you're a legend in itself. You deserve whatever happy ending you thought was real. Scott Staff in the chat.
We should get him on the show.
He would probably drop some hella knowledge.
Yeah, about partying with Kid Rock.
I'm getting, yeah, we could definitely hang out with Kid Rock too. Good for you, Grant. That's what I'm saying, man. That's what I'm saying, brother. Hats off to you. Hats off to you. Yeah, that's true. Everybody's nailed it.
I mean, it took us a long time to see eye to eye on that, Twiz.
Long time. It was overdue.
Back then, me and Kyle had exceptionally large egos, and it was it's hard to put them to bed at that particular moment.
Yeah. I've since controlled my ego. I've got it under control.
That's why when we like low key reference to the people that we used to be, not even being edgy or dumb, like. I don't think a lot of people would like those people to come back around.
No, not at all. No, that's the monsters we keep at bay. Everybody has them too. You know, everybody has those monsters.
Yeah.
This is how you learn to deal with it, you know? I don't know. I can be a pretty negative person too, but I don't know. The more I just started thinking about things, the more I'm like, man, this could be fantastic. Because what if in the end, all right, let's play this game. Let's say AI is single-handedly going to be the best thing to ever happen to humanity. It's going to help cure all disease, all ailments. It's going to figure out mathematical equations to make us a multi-planetary. Just boom, completely blow up and fast forward mankind. What if all the negativity surrounding it is misinformation agents from corporations and intelligence agencies wanting us to all shun it before its creation?
I would say I believe it. Yeah.
Right?
I believe it. It's just... That's 100%. I would.
Because what better way? Get everybody to reject it before it's even
yep. 100% would believe it. But like, I don't know. I'm just here for it. Good or bad. Fucking send it.
That's kind of where I'm at. Send it. You brought it on and you corrected, man. You corrected your, I mean, it sucks that we can't have brewski once in a while, but I guess we could share a soda pop and a smoke. Much love.
That's growth. You know, growing up, learning, wisdom.
That is a lost thing these days, I think. I think there's a lot of intelligence left in the world. There's just not a lot of wisdom right now.
No, comes with time.
Yeah. Oh, see, Bob, that's a good point, Steve. You and me, that's it. AI can go ahead and shut down all the weapon systems in the world. Guess what? Us and the Hulk will come together and start creating Tulpas. Just start kicking everything's ass.
Which, yeah, I mean, think about that. Like, you guys are here in the episode in 3 weeks. The energy they were manifesting was having physical results. It was moving things, turning lights on and off, moving tables. So, like, that there might be some untapped shit there, you know?
I'm basically going to thought form Constantine in the internet so it'll go fuck up AI.
Problem solved.
Boom. Which I guess is technically could kind of be considered Neo from the Matrix, same person, da 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 da.
Because you.
Like Constantine was cooler.
I referenced that woman who was traveling through Tibet and studied like the way the monks produce thought forms, and she created the monk. Tulpa, and it eventually started like taking on a life of its own. It changed its features on its own. It would show up when she didn't manifest it. And then it got to a point to where like people around her staying in the same vicinity as her would see this entity. Like who is this extra man around the campfire or some shit that she had produced mentally. So the brain's a weird thing, man. I saw Chucky just said something up here a minute ago about, where is it? Oh, another fun thing I learned is that the guys at Skinwalker Ranch have found that people that encounter the paranormal have increased brain mass in a certain region of the brain.
Cool. So now we all have tumors.
Tulpa tumors. Tulpers.
That's awesome. I got a fat brain.
Yeah. Hey, she manifested a person and the thought she put into it, she thought just a chubby little monk, right? And she would put that energy into it and she could manifest it in her mind's eye and she would see him. And then it kind of grew more than that. And she would see it like in her physical world, but nobody else could see it. She can manifest when it comes in, when it doesn't. And then it started moving about on its own. Then she started seeing it when she wasn't even thinking about it, when she wasn't manifesting it. And then his features started to change. He grew more muscular. He grew more slimmer. And said took on like an evil form and shit. And then they got to the point to where other people were seeing this entity when she wasn't even around. So it had grown so much that it essentially became its own power source or some shit. I don't know. She had to do some Tibetan monk stuff to reabsorb the energy. And apparently that wasn't a good time. I don't know. I'm not a monk. I don't know how that works.
I wonder why it decided to go like Super Saiyan evil.
Probably because it wasn't good to begin with.
That would that like could that technically fall in line with like situations like Loeb then?
Like, probably.
It's almost like, whether it be digitally or manifesting, it's almost like you're creating a host for something to inhabit at that point.
Yeah, which we talked about at the end of the episode, kind of. Like, if you're you know, creating a shell, is it specifically for your energy? What's stopping something else in the spiritual world just hopping on in there and being like, yeah, I'm exactly what you called for, you know? Yeah.
Hey, it's me.
Surprise. It's Gary. The chubby little monk is actually a 35-foot-tall winged demon locked beneath St. Peter's Basilica. Surprise.
Yeah. Was it you telling me about that, or did I see that?
We somewhere? Were talking about it. I'm trying to do an episode on it. Maybe.
Okay, good. Because I was going to look into it.
I found a little tidbit.
But if you're going to do it, yeah, then keep digging.
It's a conspiratorial one.
Fucking let's go. It
involves like trafficking and cannibalism and.
Well, that seems to be kind of part of the course right now.
Yeah, but it all culminates. It all culminates right in a 35-foot-tall entity bound in a 27-foot wingspan. I don't know the logistics on if that's, you know, if that's, if the physics work out that thing can fly, but it's chained and bound beneath the necropolis in St. Peter's Basilica at the Vatican.
Who's the current Pope?
So, apparently, a lot of sacrifices and things
are
being done to whatever this entity is captured beneath the necropolis in St. Peter's Basilica. Apparently, he has big influence on the socio-geopolitical world, whatever this thing is.
Because I did see something today, and I don't know if it's current or not, because I don't really follow that ship, but I saw that they were talking about, it's weird that you talk about the big winged entity, but I saw where they were talking about how the Vatican or whomever, the Pope, whatever the fuck it was talking about it. It's like the perfect time for the Antichrist to return. Some shit like that. Well, that's weird. That's weird if you couple it with the large, scary thing chained to the basement floor.
I love it's under the necropolis. Apparently there's like thousands and thousands of bodies underneath the St. Peter's Basilica. There's like churches underneath it and shit.
Yeah. That's weird.
From like way before. I guess I just kept building over it. Like, whatever. It's going to be fine. Let's put this giant winged demon under here. Fuck it.
Wait for that. The mud flood. Tartarius. Oh, that's crazy. So it must be true then what I just recently, I wish I would have sent it to myself then. I didn't know that it was, like I said, I don't follow much of that stuff. And I didn't know if it was like an older post or not. So I just kind of didn't take it as serious as I should. But they were saying that Chucky was saying that he was screaming about demons were trying to get him at his bedside and stuff. So maybe he was actually talking about the Antichrist return and shit like that.
Wouldn't that be a crazy news story? Four-story-tall demon busts out of the necropolis of St. Peter's Basilica.
Yeah, that would suck.
I even got like, what's the word? what's it called where you get the little I feel so stupid, the little numbers that pinpoint an exact location.
GPS,
I got the coordinates to where apparently this demon is in the basilica. I Google Earthed it. Because apparently there is.
Is it in America?
No, it's in the Vatican.
So it's in America then.
But apparently there is. I've never been to the Vatican. I've never been to St. Peter's Basilica. Apparently in the necropolis, there is a tiny little tile. Right? And it's got a double serpent on it. And if you manipulate this tile, it opens a spiral staircase that takes you down to the demon.
That's awesome.
They don't call it a demon. That's awesome. The way they describe it sounds like a typical Christianity demon. So maybe it's got good intentions. I don't know. Does anything with wings have good intentions? No. Mothra. Dick. Birds. Dicks. Wasps. Dicks.
This is true.
See?
The only things that are halfway cool are like maybe butterflies.
Butterflies eat blood.
Yeah. Do they? That's all right. Every once in a while, they'll land on me at work and just hang out.
Eat your blood.
I think they're just licking.
What's
up
underneath
sweat.
Your skin? Blood.
Muscle? Oh, yeah.
If they had there teeth, blood, you'd be bleeding.
Well, then they would suck.
Just throwing that out there. Nothing with wings.
I'm trying to think of something else with wings that
airplanes?
Ain't so bad.
Dicks.
Oh, true. For plenty of reasons.
What else has wings?
I can't think of very many things that are cool
the
that
fae
have wings.
Dicks.
Yeah. But can't that be kind of subjective, though?
Subjective.
That's true, too. Because you could have one cool bird.
Never met a cool bird.
I've seen some pretty cool ones. I saw one where this little baby boy made friends with the crow.
I don't feel like crows are true birds.
Why?
They're smart.
They real are birds really are smart. It's true.
Because
I hate the ones that get stuck in
the
garage.
I hate the ones that are government drones.
No, honeybees are the devil. They are Lucifer incarnate.
They are locked beneath St. Peter's Basilica right now.
They are.
Fucking furry nation in the chat. Furry nation here. What's up? Goddamn squirrel wrestler.
That's pretty awesome.
I wish I could figure out how to do polls in the chat.
Hummingbirds are kind of cool. Yeah, stink bugs.
Yeah, ladybugs.
Suck.
Wings. Dicks.
Dylan, have you ever seen that reel I showed to Steve not too long ago where there's this guy and he's like, three types of people that I hate. Number one, stink bugs. I think his explanation. Then he's like, number two, stink bugs. Gives a big long explanation. And he's like, and finally, third people I hate the most, stink bugs.
He's not wrong.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, roaches have wings. See?
Yeah.
Nobody's really selling things with wings that don't suck.
That's true.
I don't know what
to tell
you.
That's true. No, honeybees suck because one day at work, I parked next to a big, they harvest them, whatever you call that. I can't think of the name. Like the beehives and shit in the boxes. Bees in a box. Box bees. And it was cold. Them assholes barely could fly. It was just warm enough. And all they did was try to sting me in the head. I was so pissed. They would not leave me alone. I had my hood up. That was the only thing that was saving me. They kept running into my hood. Just don't. And then they just latch onto your hoodie and not let go. They're
trying to protect you from the butterflies.
Oh, they should have been caught on fire.
On your hoodie?
Yes.
Yeah. Raptor.
So ever since then, I've kind of had it out for the bees. I don't like them anymore.
That's another good point, Twiz. Pterodactyls. Dicks.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, these ones were trying to get me. They were probably dicks.
There were so many, they lifted Kyle off the ground.
Not true. I would have been terrified.
This is the weirdest.
Maybe. That's weird. That's weird because my wife just texted me and said that my daughter said that just a minute ago. That daddy smells the best.
See? There's something to it. Something weird to it. What time is it? Oh, are we at 10 after? I did have another thing here if we want to switch gears a hot minute.
Yeah, let's try it. Let's give her a go.
New 4chan whistleblower dropped today and released some photos.
That's the fucking worst.
What am I missing?
Seen a horrific bit of someone in a wheelchair getting swarmed by killer hornets.
Your weapons are useless against them.
That's the fucking worst.
Did they carry them off?
Oh, dude, I just have it in my head and I feel so bad for that person.
Yeah.
Well, Rachel, you're the bee whisperer.
Back up, Terry. You would think they'd be faster than the wasps since they have wheels.
Oh, no. And the hornets. Hornets.
Oh, yeah. My bad. I take it back.
They hornets fucking are hurt.
Murder wasps.
They are murderers.
But yeah.
I had a problem with mud wasps ever.
Let me get this pulled up here. I'll share it. We'll let everybody look. Have a little look see here.
Yes, the crazy thing is that's the only time that the bees have ever fucked with me. I'll walk through big old ground hornet nests. The guy that I work with will constantly get stung, and I won't get stung once.
Constantly get stung.
Oh, it's so bad. Every time we've stirred up ground hornets or ground bees, whatever, he gets stung. I'm
so free. Here you go. This is the latest 4chan.
Is that from?
Yes, actually. This was dropped today or yesterday. Someone just anonymously posted these photos of a supposed downed UAP. NHI, I should say, retrieval photos. So you got this here that does look very RoboCop-ish. Let me keep going.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of the, I don't know what it's called.
Everybody, take a gander here.
It definitely feels man-made.
To me. Yeah. Yeah. Wait till you see the gaping wound in it. You'll see. Everybody good? Everybody see this one? If you're listening on the show, you're going to have to come over to YouTube and hang out with us if you want to see live action NHI UAP crashes.
It is a bicycle helmet.
Okay, and it looks carbon fiber to me.
Yeah, it's definitely man-made. So, God, it low-key looks like there's an alien face looking out of it right now. Do you see it? No, you don't.
I do. He's just creeping around.
Yeah, that's it. That's him.
He's peeping his eye here.
What a creeper. Yeah, he's like,
who broke my shit?
Yeah, that sucks.
So, no information behind it. They're just like, hey, we recovered an NHI. Here's some pictures later. You can't really track it because it's on 4chan. So, thought everybody...
Yeah, it definitely looks man-made to me.
Spaceballs. Thought everybody'd like to take a gander at that.
I'm not a spaceship creator. So,
and the original photos were super, super dark. So they enhanced them a little bit. Like a lot of, you couldn't make out like all these, like geographic little shapes here, not geographic, geometrical shapes. Thought that was interesting. That the NHI UAPs are carbon fiber.
That makes sense. Yeah. It's lightweight.
Yeah, that's what I would use.
Also, street racers use it. So
yeah.
UFOs go real fast.
It's very, very interesting.
Yeah.
As Twiz said, there's also a picture of Rogi hanging out with a bunch of UFO guys. Jacques Vallee, Hal Puthoff, Robert Powell, Dan McClure, Josh Dubin. Apparently, Rogue probably gets into that, so I won't even talk about it since I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, he does say like of everyone, Rogan is like doubles down on Jacques Vallee. That's his dude when it comes to UFO.
I got some of his books. He it's like the ghost thing. He'll make you think outside of the box when it comes to weird shit like that.
It makes me want to start reading some of his books.
Somewhere over here.
Because Joe was saying that they're a good read.
Like Wonders in the Sky.
At least it's a real small, readable book.
It's fine.
It's fucking huge.
But it's so crazy. It's got all this like weird ass shit. Like 1572 crosses seen like in the sky floating around and shit.
It's awesome.
Flaming column in the sky guides ocean fleet. Shit's weird, bro. That was in the 1500s. There weren't planes then. Not that we know of. There weren't planes from that timeline.
Also true.
There might be planes from the future.
It was behind the ice wall.
True.
Hmm?
Time traveling planes from beyond the ice wall.
Never know, man. The Egyptians have carvings of Black Hawk helicopters, so.
I wasn't around in ancient Egypt. Maybe they had fucking helicopters. I don't know. Nobody here was around. Why am I supposed to believe people that say they didn't have helicopters? You weren't there. What are we talking about, Josh Gates?
I don't know. I do like him, though.
He probably wouldn't come on the show.
You don't think so? You got to reach out to him. See if we can bend his ear. No, you didn't.
I did. When? I posted on TikTok for like a week straight that I was going to post pictures of hot wings until Josh Gates responded. And then he didn't respond.
Yeah, but you only did it for a week. You got to do it for like 300 days.
Adam Richman from Man vs. Food.
Well, why didn't
he said he was down to go UFO hunting with us.
Well, why didn't you set it up?
I didn't know if he's being real. Is he from St. Louis?
Who cares?
I said, yo, come UFO hunting with us the next time you're in St. Louis. He goes, down, I'll bring the blue cheese.
I don't do blue cheese, but whatever. That's
two of my favorite things are hot wings and UFOs.
I'm not going to argue that.
This is what it is.
We should just have camp out at Kyle's house where I just smoke a bunch of hot wings. And then we sit out in the backyard with a bonfire and look for UFOs.
Yeah, I'm game.
I'm definitely
right now game. We're at war with John Cena. This John Cena arc I'm here for. Just give up. If John Cena chooses violence, we're all choosing violence. It's time. This fucking time. We did think, speaking of camping out at Kyle's house, me and Kyle were kind of flirting with an idea of maybe doing some, like, depending on the time we have, some like overnight vids, like going out in the woods.
Oh, yeah.
and seeing if I feel like that's a loaded ass question right there.
Yeah, you can't do that.
If she was hot, I feel like I need to put a poll up. That's no pun intended.
I feel like you might not have much choice in the matter.
Yeah. Thanks for hanging out, Verge. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, we could definitely do that. We could smoke some hot wings, have a little campfire, set up some GoPros.
Yeah. I was thinking about it. Like, there's a lot of spaces we could go. We could go out in the goddamn woods.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Watches. Yeah, we could make a little campfire out there and bring some food.
Just walk around and like I said, there are YouTube channels. I'm not knocking these guys, because get your bag, fellas. Get your bag. They don't get any kind of evidence at all, ever. Period. The end. They just walk around in the woods, build a fire, and say, "Did you hear that? Did you see that? No, I fucking didn't hear it or see it, but I'm still watching it. You're still getting views." And I bet
if we did it up there around your mom and dad's and stuff, I bet we would get stuff on
Sasquatches.
Tape. That's what I'm saying. Or the watchers.
Yeah, probably that too. I guess I'll look at tents. I want to do it before it gets too hot, before the bugs get stupid.
Worry too much. Me?
Bugs? Yeah. I hate bugs.
Don't worry. Bro, all you gotta do is get some pants and tuck them into some boots and you're fine. That's what I do at work. And I got the good tick spray.
Do ticks have wings? No. But
no. But they do drop out of trees.
So technically they have wings. Dicks.
Kind of, yeah.
Dylan just invited himself to go along.
Twice.
Yeah. But anywho, I don't have anything else. I just thought that talk about Elon, telepathy and telekinesis, little shtick there. New UFO whistleblower. There's a new one on 4chan like every week. I could just do a whole series on that.
Much love, Grant. Our Canadian counterpart.
I'm good at keeping a campfire going. Pretty solid. It's one of the things. I could bring to the community if we ever have to bug out. I'm good at building fires and I'm good at keeping them going. You gotta have
at least one solid skill.
You gotta have one guy who's good at arson. Building fires.
I'm not a fan of being cold, so a fire maker comes in handy.
Yeah, we can totally go up there. I mean,
I got chainsaws. We can clear a little path, a little area to hang out in. We can do all types of stuff, man.
People would love to watch. I mean, it's YouTube. People like watching people build fires and setting up tents.
Yeah.
Of course you do, Twiz. Probably.
You probably got all.
Yeah, it's probably a tattoo form.
He just has hatchets tattooed all over his body.
Please have hatchet tattoos, Twiz. Please say yes. There is a species of tick that actively hunts its prey. I did not want to know that.
I don't even.
That's information I didn't want to know.
I literally live with them. I like one with the ticks anymore.
There's probably a timeline where there's ticks as big as brontosauruses.
That's terrifying.
Think of the size of the prey that they'd have to feed on to survive.
It would be like those super bugs in Starship Troopers.
Yeah, gross.
You watch that movie? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? That big thing goes right in your head and it just goes.
I wish that were me.
Sucks.
Twiz doesn't have any tattoos.
That's weird. I wouldn't have expected that.
I would have bet a paycheck that there was a hatchet man on your body somewhere.
Yeah. I feel like you're the type of guy that has face tats.
I hope so. I wish I was.
He just hits a giant hatchet on his face.
Twiz, we're throwing out ideas here. We're not saying you have to do it, but it would be cool if you did. But anyway, it's about that time. So thanks for hanging out with us again. That was a good chat. That was a good talk. I had quite a few people in here too. Hit 70 there for a minute.
Fucking Pago. Every time anybody says Pago, I laugh. It's too funny.
Twiz, that wasn't a shot. We're hopeful, okay?
Get Fago tattoos.
And yeah, just like a plastic 2-liter tattoo. Fago.
Right here. I want an orange one right here,
Twiz. Yeah, what's your favorite flavor of Fago, Twiz? Oh, look. Countercult's already down.
See?
Twiz, favorite flavor. We're not leaving until we get Twiz's favorite Fago flavor. That's gonna be how we end the show.
I feel like he's orange.
Probably grape.
Ooh, grape's a hard one. I do like grape drink.
I don't know Fago flavors. They might have some weird shit like
I don't either.
Like Jay's balls or something. I don't know.
To be honest with you, that's why I said orange. Orange is the only grape. One I knew for sure.
Called it.
Yeah, boy.
Chucky, we're not talking about things with wings anymore. Love, peace, and Canadian. No. That extends to Canada, too. Anything with wings, dicks.
That's true.
Moon mist. What?
I never heard of that.
Red pop. What's red pop? Like red cream soda? Red cream soda is pretty fire. But yeah, now that we know, now that we got the information we were here looking for, thanks for hanging out with us on this wonderful Wednesday. And yeah, make sure to share the show, share the live, try to keep the algorithm on the YouTube kicking. And yeah, it's been cool. Been a good conversation.
You need to give us a whoop whoop on the way out.
For the life of me. But yeah.
hate my life.
You know what? Fuck it. Stay weird, friends. Stay safe, and until we meet again, I'm not doing it. You can do it.
Twiz did Twiz. It.
In the words of Twiz, I can't do it. I can't get it out.
Yeah. That's too good.
Love you guys. Catch you next round.